I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Lebanese schools are separating local children from Syrian refugees. Dale Dielman of 10 Schools International says tension is high and it's time for a solution.
So what they're trying to do also is begin to develop a two-tiered system in the camps where the children would go there in the morning and then transition to the afternoon classes.
10 Schools International is sending in Christian teachers, but they need your prayer.
These teachers are facing an enormous challenge working with children with a lot of PTSD and other types of syndromes as well, but also trying to really do their part to be Jesus, be Christ to them.
And find out more at missionnews.org. And 3 years ago, Miriam Ibrahim was finally released from prison. Greg Musselman of Voice of the Martyrs Canada recalls.
She was given a sentence of 100 lashes for committing adultery because she had married somebody that was not Muslim, a Christian by the name of Daniel, and she was also sentenced to death, hanging.
After an international outcry, she was eventually set free. Now Musselman says Ibrahim's perseverance is a powerful example to believers around the world.
She is speaking out for those that are in similar situations as hers, and then also bringing to light the fact that these things are happening.
And there's plenty of persecution for Miriam to shed light on.
Miriam's case is just one of many that are going around the world.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA offers a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Highlighting the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.